The children of Israel served the Lord during the lifetime of the men who had witnessed God's mighty miracles. But after the death of Joshua, Eleazar the high priest, and the men of that generation, the people began to backslide. Mixing with the Canaanites, instead of driving them out, the Israelites sank into compromise and idolatry. They forsook the living God and served Baal and Ashtaroth, the pagan god and goddess of the Canaanites. They intermarried with the nations the Lord had left in the land to test the Israelites and see whether they would obey his commands or not. So the Lord gave his people into the hands of their enemies to punish them. The Israelites in their distress cried out to the Lord, and God gave them a judge to deliver and rule over them. During the judge's lifetime, the people remained faithful and were victorious against their enemies. But after his death, the Israelites again turned away from the Lord to serve the Canaanite gods. Othniel was the first judge in Israel. He was Caleb's younger brother and a valiant fighter. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went to war against the king of northern Mesopotamia, who had invaded the country and had oppressed the children of Israel for 8 years. After delivering the people, Othniel ruled over them for 40 years. During his lifetime, there was a period of peace and prosperity. But when he died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the false gods of the nations around them. Because of this, the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel. Eglon got the Ammonites and Amalekites to join him, and they came and attacked Israel and took possession of Jericho, and the Israelites were subject to him for 18 years. Jericho lay in the territory of the tribe of Benjamin. The ancient stronghold had been destroyed by Joshua at the beginning of the conquest of Canaan. It had been resettled, but not fortified. Known also as the City of Palms, Jericho had a tropical climate, abundant vegetation, and an excellent spring of water. So the king of Moab chose the city as his place of residence, and from there he oppressed the Israelites for 18 years. Then the people cried out to the Lord, and he gave them a deliverer, Ehud, a left-handed man from the tribe of Benjamin. The Israelites sent him with tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Ehud knew that freedom for the people of Israel had to begin with the death of the Moabite oppressor, and decided to act alone, with cunning. So he made a double-edged sword, about 50 centimeters long, which he strapped to his right thigh under his clothing, so that he could easily draw it with his left hand. He came to Eglon and presented the tribute. Then he went on his way with the men who had gone with him. When he reached Gilgal, he turned back alone and went to see the king. He found him resting in the upper room on the flat roof of his summer palace, as he was a very fat man. Ehud said to him, "I have a secret message for you, O king." So Eglon told all his attendants to leave the room. When he was alone, Ehud drew near and said, "I have a message from God for you." The king rose from his seat, and Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the body of his enemy. Before leaving, he locked the doors of the upper room and then went out through the porch. After he had gone, the servants came and found the doors of the upper room closed. Thinking the king had locked them himself so as not to be disturbed, they waited. After a while, they took a key and unlocked the doors. Then they saw their lord lying dead on the floor. By this time, Ehud had escaped. When he reached the hill country of Ephraim, he blew a trumpet, and the Israelites gathered round him. "Follow me," he ordered, "for the Lord has given the Moabites, your enemies, into your hands." The men of Israel took the fords of the Jordan River and allowed no one to cross over. Then they joined battle with the enemy, and about 10,000 Moabites were struck down. That day Moab was made subject to Israel, and the land had peace for 80 years. Another victory was given to Israel by the Lord, this time against the Philistines. A man named Shamgar killed 600 men with an ox goad. He also helped deliver Israel. Next episode, the prophetess Deborah.